5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so this is what I'm asking everybody right now. How did you catch them cheating? Okay, so I have two stories I want to share of unorthodox ways people were busted cheating. And if you can share, I'm not talking about you broke into his computer and saw XYZ, whatever.
Like a mistake, like a that he would have got away with it or she would have got away with it, except they made a stupid mistake.
So, for instance, an example, and the phone number is 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. She realized her husband was cheating after their smart scale logged someone weighing 120 pounds at midnight in the house, and that is not, she was not there, and that is not the weight she weighs.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So this was on Reddit, and she was like, am I the a-hole for assuming, or am I overreacting? This is a different thread. Am I overreacting for assuming my husband had someone over at our condo after I saw a 120-pound weigh-in when I wasn't there? So yeah, she actually saw this weigh-in, and there's all the weights, because it's, I didn't even know smart scales could do this.
Right.
And then one random night at midnight, there's somebody who hops on the scale that's 120 pounds, and she's like, that's not me, that's my husband, that's not my husband, that's the woman he's cheating on me with.
Dang, I would have, wouldn't you have had to have like some kind of inclination that he was cheating to put that together? Like, I would have thought it was some kind of mistake.
Yeah, like maybe he stepped on the scale and was like, oh, I don't want to see that. And then it clocked it as 120 because he didn't fully step on it.
Yeah.
Well, there were two. So they were back to back as far as the 120.
Okay, hang on to that for a second, because Jennifer, I mean, you can't see this coming. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How'd you bust him?
I dreamt it. And I woke him up and said, hey, I just had a dream that you cheated on me. Do you have anything you want to say to me? And he said, no, my gosh, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Go back to sleep. And then I got nose to nose and I said, are you sure? And he said, well, yeah.
Wow, just because you dreamed it.
And you didn't really think he was. You were just kind of.
We had been married for one whole year.
And was there any kind of inkling, like there must, your gut must have been telling you outside of your dreams, something wasn't right.
He was a pilot, and he came home 3 weeks prior to that, and was the first time he ever kissed me on the cheek when he came home from a trip.
Wow.
And then I think just as a woman, you know, and when you're married, like that's your person. Like you're one person. And man, that was it.
That was the tip off. The things that women pick up that dudes wouldn't, right there.
Jennifer's so right. If my husband kissed me on the cheek, I would be like, what are you up to?
Right?
That would be so, so odd.
Because he had his mouth probably in other places and he was embarrassed. You know what I'm saying?
He had a little glitter on his lips from that lip gloss that sleut had.
Kelsey, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I actually saw the cheating occurring based on the Apple TV subscription that they had. They were signed into their Apple account, and I was going through the photos on the TV and saw the screenshots from the activities. So,
So the actual intimate activities they had taken pictures of and they put them on the cloud?
the conversations, some of the actions, them out together.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to see that.
Oh, my God. Now, were you looking for it or did you just stumble on it?
So I was actually trying to pull up. I had a friend over, like one of my girlfriends. I had a friend over and we were looking at like old videos of myself. And I happened to see their account linked. And I was like, I don't know who that person is. And hold on, what are they doing? So,
yeah, this is what Private Eyes will tell you now, that it's you leave a digital footprint mm-hmm. everywhere you go now.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're getting away with it, but it could be a scale that you didn't even think about. Yep. It could be Apple TV that you didn't even think about.
All right. So this next one comes from, I found this on Instagram, Relationship Kink, and they posted a video of a girl busting her dad having cheated on her mom, right, on his wife. So she has on here, she's filming the TV, and she's screen sharing from her computer to the TV. And on the TV, it just says in giant font, funny joke you should hear. And then the text that's over the video is confronting my dad about cheating on my mom.
So I learned this the other day. So I just wanted to put together a slideshow so you could see it for yourself. It's actually really funny. So, funny joke you should hear.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Come, Mom. Not Mom who?
Not Mom, but the woman Ashley you met up with on Tinder last week.
Please don't tell your mother.
What do you mean, don't tell her?
Please don't tell your mom. I'm begging you. Just please.
Why would you cheat on her? You've been together.
You don't understand her, okay? Just please. My girl will bring this and I'll take care of it.
What do you?
It's going to be over soon.
It's going to be over soon. You met up with her last week.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to get rid of her.
You're going to get rid... You've been with Mom for like 30 years. Like,
I'm sure that. I understand it, but it's been hard and nothing's been... Everything hasn't been working out, and I'm really sorry.
That's legit?
That's legit.
Wow.
So she was there. She was doing like... Funny joke you should hear. Knock, knock. Who's there? Not mom. Not mom who? And then she posts his Tinder. She had receipts and the exchange of him with this other woman. And that's when he was like, don't tell mom.
Oh, damn. Damn. Yeah, man. Like I said, there's an electronic footprint everywhere now. Mm-hmm. Was there one more you were rolling through?
No, that was it. Those were the two. The one about the scale and the one about the...
That's plenty.
Yep. I think we're good. We're good.
You're on The Burt Show.